three distinguished females. Two young ladies of Terre Haute were returning from California. The parlor car was crowded with passengers. At a small station, a woman in showy attire entered and demanded a whole section. It was not to be had, and the conductor, brakeman, porter, and cook, who seemed to be impressed with the new passenger's importance, were all painfully exercised to know where to put her. The cause of all this commotion was very blonde, very large, very richly clothed, and very swell. When it seemed impossible to get her a whole section, or even half a one, she turned to the young ladies and said, "Will you consent to take the upper berth of your section and let me have the lower?"
"Sorry, we can't oblige you,"
replied one of the pink-cheeked fairies.
"But really, we prefer to keep the lower berth ourselves."
Then the big blonde straightened herself up, threw ineffable contempt and importance into her pale eyes, and said, "Perhaps you don't know who I am?"
"No, we don't,"
replied the Terre Haute girl in a tone of serene indifference. "I will tell you," said the woman of jewels and silk. "I am Mrs. Colonel Dunleavy Wickersham." Dunleavy Wickersham is known all along that end of the road as a bonanza man. Bushels of money, so much that he needs nothing more.
"Are you indeed?"
replied the Hoosier maiden.
"Perhaps you don't know who I am?"
Madam Bonanza's face said that she didn't, and also that she had some curiosity.
"Well, I am Mrs. General Grant."
"And I,"
said her companion, who had hitherto kept silent,
"am Queen Victoria."